First, the Gemara thought that was a source of shlichus. Then the Gemara says, how can it be shlichus? There are a lot of katanim there. Right? And it can't be a shlich for a katan. So then the Gemara says, it's to teach us the din of apotropis. That if a katan loses a parent, and he's a yasom, so Bezdin appoints an apotropis to deal with all the monetary dealings that the katan needs to have dealt with. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava bar Ravuna, Amar Rav Gid, Amar Rav, Minayin liyisomim, less word on the line is yisomim. Minayin liyisomim shabo lachlok benichsei aviyim, shebezdim amidim lehem apotropis. In other words, father dies and there are a whole bunch of sons, so they split the Yerusha. So normally, if all the sons were Gedolim, they could all go to Bezdin on their own and decide, you know, what's a fair split. But here, as the Gro points out, Perish HaRambam shayu som Gedolim uktanim, wrote some Gedolim lachlok. In other words, here it could be that some of the sons are already 25 and some of the sons are 12. You understand? So, but it's all one big Yerusha. So the Gedolim, they can come to Bez themselves, but the Tanim need someone to represent them, so Bezdin can appoint an apotropis to represent the Ketanim. And the Gemara says, or any type of Din Torah, and we learned in Tosfos that that if somebody's suing the Yisomim, they're not, right? But if the Yisomim want to claim something from somebody else, then they can appoint an apotropis and they can represent the Yisomim. So here, in the Yerusha, so Yisomim want to get their chelek. Yisomim want to get their chelek also. Right? So therefore, they can say to Bezdin, well, we don't know how to, you know, deal in court, but please appoint for us an apotropis, and he'll go to court and he'll represent us. So that's the din. So the Gemara says, Minayin yisom shabo lachlok v'nikse aveim, shebezdim aminim apotropis lachuv aluskos. So the Gemara says, lachuv amai, ala lachuv almanas luskos. It's, in other words, they can come to a din Torah, and say that Yisomim want to get something from somebody, and they might lose. Okay, that's fine. But as long as they're trying to represent the Ketanim, that's okay, even if they end up losing. That's what it means, lachuv almanas luskos. Even though, in other words, in the end, they might not get exactly what, you know, the Yisomim would have liked to have, you know, but still, it's okay. So Rashi says, we appoint the apotropis to adjudicate for the, to represent the Yisomim for their benefit. But if it turns out they lost. I mean, it always stands a chance. But their intent is to try to help them out. So it says, let's learn the first Tosis. I mean, it's the Tosis Yisomim. Okay? Then you'll help me out, okay? Yisomim shabo, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the dafka shabo, avam haya ha'echad moche ein lahamid apotropos lachlok bal korchum. What does that mean? The what? What?
They have to
want to have an apotropos. So you can't appoint an apotropos against their will. That and Tosis Vadaik from the Lashon Yisomim Shabbat, that they initiated it. Davke Shabbat. But say one of the Yisomim says, I don't want, he protests, then Ein Lahamin Apotropos Lachlok Bal Kochem. He can't have an Apotropos Bal Kochem. So that's, how does Tosis know? That from Lashon Yisomim Shabbat. Oh, but then Tosis asks, Umechalukas Ha'aretz Ein Lahaviraya. Shayu Sham Kama Yonke Shadayim. What does that mean? What does that line mean? Yeah. Loud, loud. No. And how do you know they didn't want it?
I mean, you didn't know. They were young kids.
Nursing kids. Nursing kids. Yom Kishadayim means they were nursing kids. Yom Kishadayim means nursing kids. So you had kids in the cradle. So obviously those kids in the cradle didn't come to ask for an apotropos. So Tosfos is asking on himself. Meaning he doesn't phrase it as a question, but he's saying, I just made a statement that said Yisomim Shabbat. Only if they're Baal is there a din of that Bezdin makes an apotropos for them. Right? So Tosfos asks, but how can I say that? If the pshat in Nasi Echad means it was a din apotropos, right? And the Nasi Echad was the apotropos for the Yisomim, the Nasi of the Shevet, was their apotropos, was their caretaker. So they clearly, they didn't ask, because there were, in the Midbar, there were also Yisomim that were in the cradle. And yet it still worked. So Tosa's asking, how could I say that it has to be Yisomim Shabbat'u? But in the Midbar, it wasn't necessarily Yisomim Shabbat'u. So that's what he says. Ein l'haviraya.
Is also saying when he says davka shabbat, but what if they're not bought, but they don't protest? Also is bringing the opposite spectrum. What about the middle case where Beisdin knows about a case of Yisomim, they haven't approached Beisdin, and then Beisdin approaches them. They're not
mocha.
I mean, if they're
masking to it. In other words, Rav Shrek was asking an interesting question. You see, originally Tosa said they have to be bo'u, but if they're mocha, not. But Shrek was asking, what about the middle case? They weren't bo'u, but they're not mocha.
Yeah.
Whereas when Tosa said originally, it's only bo'u, but mocha not. So what would Tosa have held in the par case? That they weren't bo'u, but they weren't mocha.
And also, Tosa's bringing these to Raya, or the Inariah
from the
Urim
Thummim case and then the next case, by the fact that they can't be Ba'o, or by the fact that they don't have, they're not Bardas to disagree. What's yeah, so in other words, so Tosis again, first quote Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Shabbat. So then he says, "Mechalukas Ha'aretz Ein Lahavi Raya." So don't bring a raya from Chalukas Ha'aretz that you don't need Ba'u, because L'chora you can bring a raya from Chalukas Ha'aretz you don't need Ba'u. So he says, "No, don't bring a raya from Chalukas Ha'aretz Ein Lahavi Raya Shayu Sham Chal Yonkei Shadayim." Why? The Shani Hasam Shahayalti Hadibur V'Urim V'Tumim. So why Ein Lahavi Raya from Chalukas Ha'aretz? Why? Because what? Yeah, in other words, Chalukas Aretz was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rules here. And he said you should do it this way. So even though normally a regular apotropos does need bo'u, not enough that he's not mocha. Tosis assuming that he needs dafka bo'u, right? And therefore, at first glance, you could say, l'chora from the Chalukas Aretz, it's a raya that you don't need bo'u, right? Tosis says, no, it's not a raya, because Chalukas Aretz is different, because Chalukas Aretz, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it this way. It was a special, you know, exceptional case. And it was the Urim V'Tumim said, you know, they heard it through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Urim V'Tumim all said this is the way to do it. And therefore, but in a regular case, where it's not Hashem saying to do it this way, and it's not Alpi Urim V'Tumim, then in the Hanami, Rabbi Natan is right. It's Gafkalat Ba'u. However, now Tosfos is going to ask a kasha from a Gemara in Yevamos. So let's see this kasha. Miyakasha mihadik Omar Perak al Manel Kongodol. Can be Kohen Shemes. Kohen died. Vihiniach Isha Mu'uberis. And he left behind a pregnant wife, the Avadim. And Avadim. The Ka'omer Hasam Zcharim Yochlu. What does that mean, Zcharim Yochlu? What's the concept of Zcharim Yochlu?
Males can eat the
chumim
after they die. His
children can eat the
chumim
after they die. Wa? Yeah. So what does it mean, Zcharim Yochlu? What does that phrase mean? Two words. Zcharim Yochlu. That's all I missed.
If she has a male, so that day can eat.
If who has males?
If this pregnant woman has a male son, or if it's a male inside of her, so then she can eat. Or if she has a girl, then she won't be enough.
Well, right now we don't know what it is.
Maybe it's like a medication.
Well, right now, we don't know. We're paschaling for now, right? There were no sonograms then, right?
Maybe she has other children, so she has another, right? If the Ubar has a brother,
right?
So then she can eat.
So what does it mean, Zcharim Yochlu?
If she has a male son alive,
Yochlu? Yochlu, plural? Okay, you're on the right track. Just you have to just fine tune it a little bit.
If
there's a Zcharim there, she has other male
children
in the Avadim,
meaning
that there's
still part of the family,
family.
But
if
there was no children, unless there's only girls, then the Zcharim would have no hold. But by the fact that the Ubar could potentially be.
Wait, slowly. I just want to know, what does it mean, Zcharim Yochlu?
If there are boys in the family, other sons of the family,
if
then
what?
Then
what?
Right.
In other words, the halacha is that when the father's alive, then of course he eats truma, he's a kohen, and his wife eats truma, the avadim eat truma. What kind of avadim are we talking about? What? What kind of avadim? Tnanim.
Because everybody can be going from the Pesach.
Right, so Eved Kanani. So Zechar Yochel means, like you said, Ben, if she had this pregnant lady who just lost her husband, already has live sons, then even though the husband, the original Tohen, died, the Avadim could still eat Truma as if the husband would be alive. Because as long as the Kahuna is still continuing, then the Avadim can eat Trumas. So Zecharim, Yochel, doesn't mean those Zecharim eat. If Zecharim, comma, not Zecharim Yochel, the Zecharim will eat. No, if the Zecharim are around, comma, then Yochel the Avadim. Then what about if they're not Zecharim? They're only girls around? Then what? Then not. Why? Who would have stopped?
Has to be two sons at least?
No, even one son.
So why is
the parents? It's lav dafka. You're right. Sorry, why? And even if it's one eved, it would also, you know, but you know. Yeah. What? Doesn't matter. So Zecharim Yochel. So that's good, right? Zecharim Yochel. But if there are no children, or the children are girls, then the Avadim don't need anymore, because then there's no Kahuna around anymore, right? So that's what it means, Zecharim Yochel. Now, Ketosis continues. V'i mishum chelek ha'ubar. Perish, the Shemi Yipsa Uber Zocher. The Kaimelon Yilod Machil, Sheinu Yilod Einu Machil. Now, cheers going that long. Go slowly. You see, Rabbi Osai, a Tosis like this, you got to go very slowly. Very slowly. And understand every line and every word. Because if you don't know how every single word fits in, you could be missing the whole point. If there's one word that you don't know how it fits in, sometimes it could be it's just that one word and you're okay. But sometimes the fact that you missed one word shows that you didn't understand the whole thing. So that's why you got to go slowly. You have to look up every Gemara that Tosis quotes. When you see a Tosis like this, you should be willing to put in at least an hour, if not 2 hours, to figure it out. You think you just read it through like this, you won't get anything. I promise you. Yeah, so what's this thing here? What's this line saying? What's about the Chelek Uber? Yeah?
If there are no men and there's an Uber inside the woman, she's going to embarrass. She might be so Uber suffered by the fact that it may be found that it's a man, they can still leave.
Are there live sons too? Who knows?
They're not live sons.
It just said Zecharim Yochel.
What about the case where there are not Zecharim?
Okay. Does anyone want to fine tune a little bit?
Fine tune, sure.
If we can say that the Uber is a Zachar has, should be getting a portion of the Truma itself. And in that case, he has to get before the Avadim itself again. And then you don't know if you really be able to separate the Truma and give it to Avadim yet if you don't know if this is a Zachar or not. He may have a portion by the status of a baby ready, as I don't know if he said the Kayim or not, but you may need to get a portion.
Okay, you're saying, just a little bit. Why? The halacha is Zecharim Yochel. Zecharim Yochel, Rabbi Osai. Chorim Yochum. That means if there, this is the case of Lot, Uberes, Shemitzara, Pilot. So what's the din? Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen Uberes, Shemitzara, Pilot. Right, so the halacha is, if there's harim, sons, then yochlu the aman. Of course, there's harim to eat. Chiddush is that the avadim can also still eat, because the avadim are eating as a hookah that they are owned by the. What?
Why is telling you to finish it? You hold the son here, you should, and you therefore get the son of the poor.
Then divide it up.
Yeah, one second. Right, so now they can eat because of this car. So what's bothering Tosis? But you have a lot of sons. You have already two sons. Three sons. Four sons. Who cares what's inside?
Whereas there's another son, we need to get a portion of the truth. Unless you get before the lot, he gets right before the slings. You should get a
Huh? Okay, but we have live sons.
Right.
So what's the problem? They have live sons. But here we have sons.
No, in the case where there are no sons. Could we say that we wouldn't give it the inheritance of the wife so quick to wait to see if it's a son?
Maybe.
So here too we should wait.
Oh. So why should we wait?
Because Rabbeinu Tam saying the whole thing is that bow that everyone must come, all the potential inheritors must come willingly and say they're ready to
You're ahead of me. You're good that you're ahead of me. Benjamin?
If she has all girls, and so they have to stop eating, but if then she has a boy, then she didn't.
Let's say there are three of us. Okay? So let's say there are two sons already lost, right? Now, it may be another son in there. So what if there's another son? So if there's another son, so that means that at this very point that she's pregnant, right? Who owns the avadim? The two sons plus the Uber. They're all owning, and until they divide it, everyone owns everything. And the halacha is that only a gilut, only someone who's born, can give the opportunity to his eved to eat truma. But if you're a kohen that's not born yet, you're an unborn kohen, then your eved cannot eat truma. So the question is, Tosis is asking, how could you let the avadim eat truma? These avadim are now owned by the two sons, but it's not so. They're owned by the two sons, and a potential third son maybe they're owned by. And since from the perspective of the third son, he's not born yet, they can't eat, because he's an owner on all these avadim also. So then, no, the avadim shouldn't be able to eat now. See, if there's a girl inside, there's no problem, because she won't get anything. Right? I mean,
Right? She's not your issue if there are some get and the girl doesn't get, so it's not a problem. And if there's a boy inside there, so that means that he's now going to be an owner of these abadim also. But the halacha is, in order for an eved to eat, it has to be from via the ownership of a live kohen who owns the eved. So, but now there's a potential of what? That there's an owner who's not alive, who's an Uber. So Tosis asks, how can it be that we, the halacha is Chayav Yochlu now? Now! Now. No, wait. But how can we allow it now? We should wait. Because if it's a boy inside, then he's an owner, and then it's coming out that what? That you're eating, no question for sure, you're eating an evident eating through ownership of a Kohen who's not alive.
Yeah.
That is the owner, he's not alive.
He's alive, but he's not born. Just like I told you, there's a concept of Kedushin, even in the... This is another source for both sides.
And you see that an Uber is considered a human being. Because it would be a human being, then, like you said, have to get old something. So you see from this Gemara, an Uber is a human being, and then you see from here that abortion is Ritzicha. Right? Because if it wouldn't be a human being, a stone can't own property. But a human being can own. So inside, an Uber is a human being. The halacha is just that if Yisrael kills an Uber, he's not Chayav Misa. If Ben Noach kills an Uber, he is Chayav Misa. But you see from the fact that an Uber owns something, because he owns the Avadim also, equally. They all three sons now own these three Avadim. And there was no Chalukah yet made, so they all own all of it. So if that be the case, how could you let the Zcharim Yochlu now? How could you let them eat now? Yeah, what is your name? Daniel Krauss, yes.
As long as it's
after 40 days. 40 days, the Gemara says, is Maya Baal. So that's already could be different before 40 days.
Right? So look inside. First line, wide line. Kohen shemais v'niach ishem uberes v'avadim. The kamer hasam zcharim. If she has male sons, yochlu the avadim now. Right. Now v'i mishum chelak ha'uber. You tell me. What about the chelak ha'uber? Perish. The Shemi Yimsa Uber Zocher. Then maybe the Uber is a Zocher, and now he's going to own the Avadim also. The Kaimbalan, and we paskin Yilod Machil. Only a born person. Yilod means a born person. A Yilod, Yalad. A Yalad means was you born. Only a born person, only a born Kohen could be Machil, could give Truma to his Eved. She'enu Yilod, if you're not born, enu Machil. Now, this question is not Tosis' question. This is a citation from the Gemara in Yevama Samach Zayin. It was the Gemara in Yevama Samach Zayin asked that question of how do we eat now. Maybe it's going to be a boy. That's not Tosa's question. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked that. How do you let them eat now? The Gemara asked that question. Yeah.
Why is the ratio of sons to abundant, that outworks? Why aren't they abundant like it was one thing? So if your two sons go alive, then they still have a portion of the truma. Why is it considered...
Right now, there are two sons who are owning two avadim, and maybe, of course, there are two sons owning three avadim, and if it's a girl inside, then it's again just two sons owning three avadim. But if it's a boy inside, then it turns out there are three sons owning three avadim.
It would make a difference if you look at the avadim like just avadim, not like three, a third.
We're not looking at a third. We're looking that all three sons right now own all three of us.
It could be 50,
it could be 100.
I
just made it easy.
It can be
100 of us. Right.
Just because one son is better than the whole group, you know?
Right. In other words, since it's owned also by one son, right, who can't give over truma, so then the whole thing is good, because that's the din of what?
Yilo Machio. Only a born person can give truma to his Eved. But if you own an Eved and you're not born yet, like an Uber, so the Uber owns the Eved. That's the Raya. One of the Raya says an Uber is considered a human being. That's why it's Rasika. What's the Rasika?
They're eating their portion of the truma, the last sons. But the finish is that the whole group is bad, right?
The whole group is bad because the Eved is owned also by that son.
You have 200 last sons, right? So
even
one
on
son,
the other, right.
One of them,
right. As long as there's some ownership of a son who is not allowed to give over truma yet because he's not born, and he has a part ownership in that, that ruins it for the whole way of life. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Not Tosfos Kasha. That's who's Kasha? The Gemara Kasha. The Gemara? Son was dying. Rabbi Avraham.
I was wondering what the context was where we have the concept of using money. Maybe it's only if there are no other sons, and then she's pregnant, then maybe you and Michael, but once there are other sons, maybe it would be a different kind of scenario.
Okay, maybe, but maybe not.
We wouldn't have a question. We don't have
a question. No, but he, right. But he's challenging the question, which is fine. Schwechter?
What's the nafkamina between this case and the case of Enu Cholik and the kid is, I don't know, he's 3 years old, he's a couple, he's Lavar Das. And the Abadim haven't been included between the sons, why is there any difference in the number?
No, once you're alive...
Yeah, but they haven't been included yet.
So what?
So...
Before the Chalukah...
Who's to say that he wants Eved to get through much?
So, first of all...
I mean, is the problem that he doesn't have the dot to give over the permission, or is it Ubar, or is the problem that just an Ubar can't, no matter what?
An Ubar halachically, it's not a question that he doesn't want to. It's not his truma. To eat truma, say someone else wants to give him truma.
So, what if it was his truma? I mean, like, when
it's not a question of stealing truma. It's a question of, are you allowed to eat truma? Say you go to a chasen and there's a truma section there. Can you go? So what is the Gemara answer to this question? So you know what the Gemara says? You're right. Avdinan lehu takanta kid Rav Nachman. So you know what the Gemara says? The only way that the Avadim are going to eat truma right now is if we follow the din of Rav Nachman, the Amar Rav Nachman of Shmuel, Yisom Shabo Lachlok Bezdin Mabidim Lehem Apotropos. So you know what we'll have to do? In order to have the Avadim able to eat now, You know what we're going to do? We're going to say, we're going to make a chalukah. We're going to make a chalukah. And what we're going to do is like this. The two sons, you know, obviously the father had more than just three of them. He had an MP3 player and a computer and this. You know what we're going to do? We're going to say like this. We're going to get a benton and they're going to make an apotropos to represent the Uber inside. Okay? Right? And we're going to say like this. The two live sons are going to take ownership of all three of them. And the other son, he'll get the MP3 player, or he'll get the car. And this way, we make the chalukah. So once we make the chalukah, so then the Uber doesn't have anything to do with the Avadim, now they can eat. So what the Gemara is saying, when we say that you can eat now just means now, we don't have to wait for the birth. But you still have to wait to do the chalukah al yidei the apotropos. And what the apotropos is going to do, he'll give the live son to the Avadim, and he'll give the Uber some of the other property. So this way the Avadim will be owned totally by live people. And then it'll be a question that it'll be a mamash you load this mamash.
What about the Jews?
Uh-huh.
Is the Uber still
losing out? No, in other words,
you say the two sons are going to get the Avadim, right? Which is the Avadim of the Jews, but not the
Avadim, and he'll get some other thing.
Yeah.
The other son will get the car. Instead of getting a vada. You don't get truma. You don't get truma. Truma is something you're allowed to eat or not allowed to eat. You get it if somebody brings it to you. Right? Would you rather have two avadim or you'd rather have a car? Two avadim that eat truma. A car doesn't eat truma. But you want to have a car is worth. Do you want to have two avadim? So these two sons are going to get the three avadim. They're going to get the three avadim. And the other son will get the car.
The question wasn't that the avadim were eating the Uber's portion.
No, not a question of anyone's portion.
The avadim just didn't belong to them. It was possible that one of the avadim didn't belong to them. And they were eating.
So originally the issue was that as soon as the father dies, if the Uber inside is a son, so then you have three sons owning three avadim. And what?
And
the Evid is eating through an ownership that is not machil yet. Because yulud machil, einu yulud, einu machil. Right? So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how does he eat? The answer is, he will only eat if you make a chalukah. And you'll give, and you make it, get an apotropos, you make a chalukah, the apotropos will get together with the two sons, and they'll decide what's fair. If they decide that, okay, we'll take the three of them and we'll let our kid brother, who maybe the kid brother, get the car.
Maybe it's a girl.
If it's a girl, no problem.
No, but then you
said
the chalukah
instead of
the parents.
No, then obviously the chalukah is meaningless if it's a girl. If it's a girl, then
there was a problem. That's the
rise
of the beginning of this, right? Mm-hmm. Like this whole thing that he's...
Well, say.
This is the rise of the Yusosa that he's saying that he's accepting it, that we are accepting it for him, law personally. But it's a question of theory.
Exactly. That's what we're all leading up
to
this point. That Tosfos got through saying Yisom Shabau, that the only time you have an apotropos is if what? Yisom ask for it. But obviously here, you're making an apotropos for an Uber, obviously in an ask. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Because this whole thing was leading up. Tosfos had a whole deal, Yisom Shabau. And now he has this whole Gemara in Yevamos that the Gemara explained that the case is talking about that they were mobbing an apotropos for an Uber. So it wasn't, obviously it wasn't Baal. An Uber is not coming and asking for an apotropis. So that's what he says. So you see that even if a kid is a cotton and he's born, you still make an apotropis. Haraya, you make an apotropis even for an Uber. So if you make it for an Uber, obviously you can make it for somebody who's born, who's a baby also. Kal v'chomer, right? You make it for an Uber even. So Tos is asking that as a contradiction to the original premise that he said that dafka waf yisomim shebo. You see, you have to learn this very carefully to get every step, understand exactly each step of the way. Avidan? If there are no other sons, so then they can't. Only Zecharim Yochlo. In other words, they have to wait till it's born and find out. Is it a boy or a girl? But till they know, they're not going to be able to eat. Because if it's a girl, then they can't eat. If it's a boy, they can, but they don't know yet. But here, we know for sure they're boys. The only question is, the Uber is interfering. So the Gemara says, get the Uber out of the picture. Give him the car. And give the two live sons, the three of them. Im lav, mikol mochem shaminim hosam davu gav she'echad kotom biyoser vein bo das nishol im rotsu lachol im lav du midu uber davdinu et hakanta v'acham rinu davke bo. And here we're saying davke bo. So what basically Tos is saying is it's a stira from the Gemaras. Because our Gemara says yisom shabo, which infers that that's going to have to initiate the appointment of the apotropos. And that Gemara in Yevamos explains that the case over there of Eishes Kohen Muberes Sheniftar Abayla Zecharim Yochlu now is what? Is with an apotropos for the Uber. And obviously it wasn't Bo, so that's the Sphira.
But what's the difference? One's
worse
than one's Uber, right?
What?
Is there
a difference? I mean, there has to be a difference.
I don't see the end, but like one's
someone who's not
born yet, and one's
an orphan
who
takes him
to come on his own, no?
No, but not if he's 2 months old. Because we're saying that's a bow. They have to be old enough that they're bow, and they have to bow and ask for it. But if it's a little kid, it's no good. So Tos is saying, how can you say that? Even for an Uber, it's good. So you could say the whole deal is wrong. Yisom Shabo is Lavdafi. It happens to be over here in Yisom Shabo, but it doesn't mean. But Tos is steadfast that the deal is correct. You see, I would have said, throw out the deal. Because here we have a Feirush Gemara. The Agamar is only a deal. Yisom Shabo happens to be, but doesn't mean it has to be in this type of case. But Tosis is convinced that the deal is good. So therefore, he's bothered. So let's chat in the Gemara in Yevamos says Beferish that case is talking about he made a chalukah, and the only way to make a chalukah between the live sons and the Uber is by an apotropos. So you see, they can have an apotropos even for if it's not bald. So now Tos is going to try to give it Teretz. V'shema yesh lomar dehasam takonehi l'ubar shemis'ala chelko b'kach shavadim ochlin b'truma si shatruma b'zol. Period. period, that's the teretz. That's one teretz. He's going to give two teretz, two possible teretz. So I want you to tell, let's work in one at a time. Read it over a couple of times. Tell me what the first teretz is. Go too quickly. Am I wrong?
I think that there's no klal over here if they eat the truma because the value of the over's estate is only going to go up by them allowing the slaves to eat.
Why?
Because the eating of the truma is cheaper. It's a cheaper way to feed them than with other means.
Why?
Because they get truma from bread. So since it's cheaper to upkeep the estate like that, we'll be keeping more of the net value for the over when it comes to the world. We'll have more to spend.
And therefore?
Therefore, it's good for him. It's only good for him.
Right, so that's because you saw him Shabbat.
Yeah, but over here, there's only good. There's no bad at all. Yisom Shabbat, he said that there's a tzad that could be l'chod.
So he's saying well. So if I'm wrong, he's saying well. He's saying like this. Why is you need Yisom Shabbat? Why do they have to? Because anything that the apotropos does for the Yisom, even though he means good, could end up a bad thing coming out. In other words, he can represent the Yisom in court and then end up getting something that the Yisom didn't really want. He had good intention, but in the end, right? So therefore, since it's not 100% good that's going to come out of what the apotropos is going to do, so therefore, you need that the Yosom comes and says, I want this apotropos. Because if not, what right do we have to appoint an apotropos if there's a potential ability that maybe something bad is going to come out of what the apotropos is going to do, even though he means well. But over here, it's 100% only to gain. Why? Because when you, as a result of this, we're going to let the avadim eat truma. Right? Now, what's the advantage of eating truma? Truma is a cheaper way of feeding somebody. Even if you're not given the truma, it's cheaper. Why is cheaper? Why is truma cheaper? Based on what? What? Who said it? Who said it? Supply and demand. Based on the law of supply and demand. There are not so many kohanim around. So anyone who has, say, somebody has a store, he sells truma. In other words, the truma is given to the kohen, but the kohen can't eat all the truma. So he gives it to the store. And the store is going to sell for other kohanim. So the kohanim are going to want to... They have two bakeries. You have a truma bakery and a non-truma bakery. So the truma bakery, everything's going to be cheaper because the demand is less. There's not so many people who are coming to the store. So they have to lower the prices. They have to lower the prices. Right? So it's to the benefit to have these avadim eat truma. So this way, as Avram said, it costs less to the estate. So Mimela, anything that costs less to the estate, the Uber is going to benefit from. Because the less you have to spend on the Avodim, the more value. If you're a human being who can eat at a cheaper price, then you're more valuable. Then it's going to, whatever the Uber is going to get, could be more expensive because the Avodim is more valuable to have. Because you can feed them cheap food. So Mimela, that only benefits the Uber, because if you don't have to spend much to the estate, so then the Uber's chelik becomes more also. Because you can feed these avadim with truma. So that's to the benefit of the Uber also. So since it's totally beneficial here, there's no tzad that it would be good. So therefore, even if it's not bo, it's okay. Wow, that's a real... See, this is a... You know, Tosis is... genius was, first of all, when he's reading this Gemara Kedushin, he makes a diyuk, and then he thinks about what it says in the Gemara Yevamos. He puts the two together, asks a kasha, and comes up with a whole teretz. See, that's Tosis, or Chaim Volozhin said, but Tosis always, what he was learning once, so he always kept in mind the rest of Shas. Rashi's approach usually is, no, you just mefarsh this Gemara for what this Gemara is saying. You don't try to put all the Gemaras together and try to, you can say, maybe these Gemaras are arguing, right? It was, not everyone, Tosis always tried to take two Gemaras that seem to be arguing and try to explain why they're not arguing. Other Rishonim, like Rambam, Gaonim, Rashi, would say, they are arguing, finished, this is, and in Ochanami, it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. But Tosis' Shita throughout Shas is, Kerem Yashur, Shas Cohen writes in a Sefer from Chaim Volozhiner, is to try to take all of Shas and make it that it should all fit together. Yeah?
Did Tosfos know about Rashi or Chaim Volozhiner about Rashi? Tosfos usually argues on Rashi.
Right.
Saying, here's the purpose of the.
Right, so Tosis was insistent that you have to do that.
Maybe even if no one else, like,
right. So that's what he says. So let's read this teretz inside. Shemi Yishlomer, Tahasam Takonahi L'Uber. It's the Uber's benefit. Shemis Ala Chelko B'Kach. Because his chelek, the Uber's chelek, becomes better because now the avodim are more expensive, are considered more chashiv because we can feed them in a cheaper way. So that's a better type of eved. It becomes a more precious eved because this eved you can give him truma. He'll work just as hard as another eved, but the expenses are less for him. So that's a more desirable eved to have. So that's a more chashiv. So then, you know, the father had two cars there. So now the avodim gets truma. We can give the Uber the more expensive car because now these Uberim, these avodim are more chashiv avodim because they do the same work that any other eved would do, and they're able then they. Expense to feed them is less. So the Uber would be very happy, even though he doesn't know what's going on. So then, you can make an apotropos even without his. That's teretz number one. That's teretz number one. Okay?
This one that you did yesterday was put some coal before the apotropos. So now we'll be in this.
That's only because it's bow. See, in our case, in our Gemara, it's not always going to be a good thing.
Right, so maybe you can't.
So that's why you can't. So that's what I was saying. Our Gemara is talking about without the apotropos that's going to try to do good, but maybe it's not going to come out good. So therefore, we don't have a right to appoint that apotropos unless the Yisroelim themselves said, please appoint it. But that Gemara Yevamos, we're just appointing apotropos to enable us to feed the Avadim Truma, that's Kula Revach. We can do that.
If you didn't have the Tanis of Nachman, right, and Kohen died, would the Avadim ever be able to eat Truma if the wife was pregnant at that point? Because at that point, when the coin died, the amount of onus was unknown. So would those of us ever be able to eat truma? Like if you find out that it's a boy, at that point, could they then eat truma? Or since the Uber was already given...
At which point?
At the point where the third son, it turned out the Uber was a boy.
Yeah.
Right, so at that point, the mother...
At that point, as soon as the Uber is born, and he's a boy, so there's no problem, even if you didn't do a chalukah.
Right, so it's the only difference...
The only thing is, we want to feed when?
Right then.
Now.
So the only difference in the Uber's estate is from right now till the point where he's born.
Right.
So that could be like...
Right, so we want to be able to feed now, so that's why we make a chalukah. Once the chalukah is made, it's made. Mm-hmm. That they get, at least the two sons get the three of them, and he's going to get the car.
Wait, what was that? But if he's not even getting these abundance, right? At the end of the day, his closest portion is the MP3 player, right? So he won't benefit as much as the other one in terms of the ownership of the now more efficient of others.
Right, but he got something that was also good. If he wants, he could sell the car and buy them too. Maybe he would have preferred Avadim. But if he'll prefer Avadim, so he'll just... But now, because of these Avadim, he got a more expensive car. So maybe he can trade it in and get Avadim too if he wants.
Right.
Right.
Like
100%,
nothing's
100%.
If wanting to live on a mountain, it's cold, right? Yeah. So the same thing over here, you wanted that Evan and not this, car.
Right. But it'll trade it in then.
And maybe his brother doesn't want to sell him his Evan.
Or buy some other Evan from someplace else.
But it's not, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, right here. No, it's a valid point you're making. I guess the odds are that is great. Yeah.
Based on what you're saying, by the Gemara that says dividing the land, so let's say he got the hill and he wanted the valley, so he could just sell it and buy land in the valley.
Maybe no, because it's not so easy to get land in the valley. Evan, you can always get an Evan. There's always a market for Avadim. To get this particular land, not necessarily to get it in this spot that you want. So then it's more of a svara that could be a chov. Okay, that's teretz number one. For all misham lo mashmashim echad hayamocha beferish shenuchu lahamid lo al korcha betrobus lachlo. What's the second teretz? Right, in other words, like Schwester raised at the beginning. In other words, maybe bold doesn't mean you have to be bold. What it means to say is it can't be done against your will. If you're being mocha, then we can't appoint it. That's the only thing we learn from our sukkah. If you're mocha, we can't go against your wish. But if you're a little uber, you're not being mocha. You're not bold, but you're not being mocha either. That's okay. That's the second terrace. Okay, so you see, this Tosas Rabbi Yosei, I just want to teach you, how to learn through a Tosas, step by step. And if you get the wrong shot in the Gemara, in Yevamos, then you'll never understand what Tosas is doing. That's why, like the Maral Miprag says, really, you should really learn all the shots, Gemara Rashi, before you even look at Tosas. But the way...
And remember every single Sibir you've looked.
Right. And then you look at those, and then it'll be managed to be cheesecake. So today, people don't follow them for whatever reason. And so therefore, it's much harder because then you have to open up the Gemara Yevamos in the middle of the sukkah and figure it out. But if you get the rules out of the Gemara Yevamos, then you'll never understand what those is meant. That's why it's important to know what it means, Scharim Yochelu. Because you look at the word Scharim Yochelu without looking it up. You'd say Scharim Yochelu, the Scharim should eat. But no, Scharim Kama, Yochelu the Avad. Patrick? Okay, we're going to have a separate shiur to understand Tzvi become Shlich, Lav become Shlichus. When we get to that, we'll get back to that point. Okay? Yeah.
Could How can you be holy? I mean, I know you're young. I don't know.
Hmm?
Like, the young students are in the car. You don't know what's wrong with you. Who can you be holy? It's a girl. I think that the girl is a little bit. It's not real.
Outside that it's a boy, this is the chalukah.
Outside the
girl, she gets nothing. Okay, but I'd like you to do tomorrow and say that. Oh, well, tomorrow we're going to have a packet, right? Tomorrow's packet day. Okay. Tomorrow's packet day. And, Rosh Hashanah, Sunday we have Shir. Sunday is not Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is Monday, so we should try to come on Sunday. Okay? We all need extra schuyas before Rosh Hashanah, you know? We all need extra schuyas before Rosh Hashanah. Like Rav Cutler said, whatever mitzvahs you do in Tavshin Samach Vav, that's for Tavshin Samach Vav. You'll never get Tavshin Samach Hey back. It'll never come back. Tavshin Samach Hey will never be here again. So the learning on Sundays of Tavshin Samach Hey will never ever come back in history. So if you think of it that way, then I'm sure we'll have standing room only.